You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris and Helen, and now it's time to go over to Diana O'Carroll with a short and curly question.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week with The Naked Scientist, where we're about to rummage around in the darker areas of the human body.
Hi, my name is John, and I live in Hong Kong. My question is about pubic hair. Some people have said it is to protect your bits, or to keep your bits warm, or to make you smell more attractive to the opposite sex. I want to know, why do humans have it? Do other animals have it? And what its function is?
Well, all those islands of hair do look a bit silly, really. So what are they doing there?
My name's Christoph Seliger. I'm a lecturer in human and primate evolution at University College London in the Department of Anthropology. I think a good indication of why we do have pubic hair comes from the distribution of the sweat glands that humans have. We essentially have two types of sweat glands, ones which are called eccrine glands, which are distributed over more or less the whole body. And they're the sweat glands which we use for keeping cool. On top of these, we also have a second type of sweat glands, which are called apocrine glands. The distribution of apocrine glands essentially coincides with the distribution of pubic and also of axillary hair in the armpits. And the secretion from apocrine glands also contains small parts of cellular material. The cellular material gets broken down by bacteria, and that's what creates, to a large extent, our personal body odor. So the secretion from the sweat glands, together with the location and the hair, creates a nice damp substrate for growth for bacteria. And the next step is a bit more complicated than just to smell more attractive to the opposite sex. Some research that's been done into this, where men were made to wear T-shirts, the same T-shirts, for several nights running, and women were afterwards asked to smell the T-shirts and to rank them according to how attractive they found the smell. And the result was that women actually seemed to be able to detect genetic differences in the men, specifically in the composition of a genetic complex, which we call the major histocompatibility complex. And what's interesting there is that women were actually going for the men whose MHC composition was the most different to their own. And that makes sense in the context of fighting diseases, because if you have offspring with a very variable MHC complex, this increases their ability to fight off disease.
So even if you're losing hair from your head, you can rest assured that your pheromonal message is still getting out there. Pubic and underarm hair makes a nice home for the bacteria that effectively amplify the smell of your genetic immunity. If your partner reckons your hairy bits smell good, then it's quite likely you both have immunity to different bugs and that potential offspring would inherit this. Having shed light on that one, next week we'll be doing a bit of physics.
Hello, my name's Paul Tevendale from Woking. My question concerns the speed of light. If the speed of light is slower in glass than in air, where does the energy come from to speed it up as it exits the glass into air? And why does this not violate the law of conservation of energy?
And then I'll be finding out about the energy that can be gained upon the rising of the moon.
Hi, my name is Pete Chirakis. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I was out in the back one day, and I was wondering if the sun is shining on the moon late at night, and it's a full moon, and the light's being reflected off the moon onto the plants at nighttime. Do they photosynthesize the light? And if they do, can they survive only on that reflected light, or do they need direct sunlight?
Do you know anything about the energy that moves light or the energy that can be gained from it? Send your answers to me at questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com or have a look at our forum. That's all for this edition of Question of the Week. Back to you guys.
So, if light slows down when it goes into glass, where does it get the energy to speed up again? And can plants photosynthesise by moonlight? If you think you know, let us know by emailing us on questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.